Hey everyone, if you like what we do here, consider supporting us by becoming a ProWrestling.net member. Membership includes exclusive audio, including the .NET Weekly audio show where Jason Powell often breaks first-run news, plus audio reviews of every major show in wrestling, and ad-free access to the ProWrestling.net website. If you want to check it out, go over to ProWrestling.net, click the membership link, and for $7.50 a month, or if you take the annual option, $5.50 a month, you can become a ProWrestling.net member today. Looking for another way to support us? Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It helps the algorithm match us up with wrestling fans so their ears meet our voices and things like that. Welcome again to the ProWrestling.net All Access Podcast. I think today is Saturday. I don't know how lazy Jason was in posting this or not, but April, it's nice to have you again.
Oh, it's nice to be here again.
And by here, like your own house, because we're not monsters. Like, yeah, that'd be weird to actually look at each other and podcast.
Yep, just looking at my computer screen in my apartment.
So I wanted, like, because yesterday was your, like, first time on .NET Audio. There were more pressing matters to attend to. I wanted to talk with you mainly about you. Like, when did you get into wrestling?
To be honest, not that long ago, I guess. In the past couple years, I guess. My brother used to watch wrestling growing up, and I'd watch over his shoulder, but I was never super invested. I was more invested in playing the wrestling video games, but not really watching. Then my only other wrestling, I guess, experiences were that when I was a baby, Hulk Hogan held me in an elevator.
What?
Very exciting, right?
That's like the coolest story ever. Did he say anything racist while he did it?
I can't be sure because I was a tiny little baby, but maybe. Yeah, and then I met Mick Foley at a street fair on Long Island when I was like in middle school.
That's also pretty cool.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But then I guess only in the last couple of years did I actually get into watching it every single week and watching all the pay-per-views and all that.
What is it that got you into it? Like, what hooked you as a fan?
I'm going to hate saying this, but I'll say it because it's the truth. My boyfriend was watching it, and we live in a one-bedroom apartment, and I was a little bit forced to watch it because it's so small in here. But it did not take long for me to get very invested in a lot of things and characters, storylines, and then ever since then, we both got really hooked.
I think that's completely fine. I have made my wife watch way too much wrestling to the point that now I actively try to avoid watching wrestling around her after so many years because I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry. You've had to watch a lot of this. You've been to a lot of shows.
Is she a fan?
Sometimes.
Okay.
She's brought up some interesting experiences to me. Like, her and I went to a PWG show down here, and I was completely oblivious to the fact that she felt horribly unsafe the entire time. And, like,
really?
We're driving home, and I was like, hey, what'd you think? Wasn't that awesome? And she's like, I thought I was going to die, and there were a lot of really aggressive men around me shouting not nice things about a woman.
Oh, my God.
Candice LeRae used to, she doesn't as much anymore, wrestled for PWG, and there were weird rapey chants, and she's like, I was not comfortable in any way, and I was like, oh my god, how was I oblivious to that? I am so sorry. So,
oh my gosh.
She likes wrestling, she gets it, like, she enjoys watching me watch it more, like, when we go to shows, she's like, you're like a child, and that's fun, in like a fun way, not in like a, I'm like, hey, buy me something way.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's that, but I definitely understand the fandom by osmosis thing. What have been your favorite things that you've seen in wrestling? Like, what are some of your top things that you point to and go like, oh, I'm glad I got to watch this?
Oh, yes. I love women's wrestling in general, and I feel like every time I watch women's wrestling, I get I get like more and more attached to all the characters. I feel like even the characters that I don't like, I like for some reason. I just have like a fondness toward them all. It's really exciting to see anything. Even when it's bad, it's good in my mind. Is that a bad way to look at things? I don't know. I'm just a little bit attached to anything female wrestling. My favorite wrestler is Chris Jericho. And this whole Kevin Owens, Chris Jericho feud in the last year has been the highlight of my week every week. And I was so sad to see it end.
I mean, he's probably going to come back at some point. So there's that.
Yeah, I'm hoping, even though I keep reading things that I think he's being sneaky and he's like, yeah, if that's it, that's it. And it's fine. And I'm at peace with that being the end. But I think he's just like putting a work on us.
Yeah, Jericho, I think, says that almost every time he leaves. So that's his like classic thing is always like, oh, yeah, if I'm done, I'm done. And then he pops back up around a Royal Rumble or something like that to make a surprise appearance. But that's I feel completely like removed from you there because I didn't really like Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens together.
Oh, my God. It was. Do you know what I think it is? Do you know why I think I like it? I'm a comedian and an improviser, and they just are they're two showmen, basically. So their whole thing like resonated with me, I think, on a, like a performer level, mm-hmm. because I feel like I either have an appreciation for a wrestler because they have like amazing athleticism and ability, or I get like emotionally attached to a wrestler. And I just kind of have like a love in my heart for Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens. And they just, they made a crazy, insane team that I felt like was nothing like anything else that was on the show. But I'm interested to hear why you weren't too into it.
It was almost too silly for me. Like, I don't dislike silliness in wrestling. I'm not someone who wants, like, the straight-up serious wrestling all the time. I could watch Braun Strowman flip over ambulances for years and be happy. Yeah. Like, I want Braun Strowman versus an ambulance at WrestleMania.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes.
Wouldn't that be great? Like, it drives down the ramp and he just turns it all over? That would be amazing.
That'd be amazing.
But for whatever reason, it didn't quite click with me. And then their team being moved so quickly to being kind of the mechanism keeping the Universal Championship on Owens, it seemed just not quite as serious as I would want, like, the main event of the show to be.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the fun in it, but also the list never quite worked for me. There were a couple things where I was just like, okay, this isn't for me. But I understand that people like it and I'm fine with that.
How do you feel about, sorry I'm asking you questions, but how do you feel about a Face of America Owens?
I like him. I think that's a fun place for Kevin Owens to be. I hope he keeps challenging people from different cities only to find out that Chad Gable moved to a local university there.
Oh my God. Yep. Uh-huh.
It would be the weirdest weekly segment ever. Like next week on SmackDown for Chad Gable to just be like, I just moved to UC San Diego. Like, dude, Chad, you, what's going on, man?
He's everywhere.
Yeah. So what are some, like, what are things that you hope to see more of in wrestling? Like, what are things that really engage you and interest you? I know that it's kind of circular because you've talked about a lot of them, but mm-hmm. Yeah.
My number one thing, as I said, was just pushing the women's division further. Because I do have, I just feel like don't waste it. They're doing amazing work. They're putting in, the fans want to see it. Just kind of pushing that to the next level. But besides that, I want to see Breezango win.
Win the titles or just win in general?
Win the titles.
It would be fun. Those segments have been actually really enjoyable. I'm fully on board for all of the Fashion Police segments.
Interesting. Because I feel like I was like, is that too silly? Not for me, but
I think I like selective silliness placement. It's
yeah, they're not the main event. So
yeah.
Yeah.
It's very much, it seems like they took the Southpaw regional wrestling videos and were like, what's something we could do that's sort of like this, but not the exact same thing as this on SmackDown? Oh, we'll just have Breezango do something silly every week.
Right. Yeah, I'm into it. I feel like it's their time.
Mm-hmm. Are you excited for the Mae Young Classic coming up?
I'm very excited. I'm not so familiar with all of the wrestlers because I mainly watch just WWE and some NXT. So I'm learning as I'm going. Great thing about the internet is that I can look up literally any female wrestler and figure out everything about her and watch videos of her wrestling. But I'm really, really excited about it.
Living in the future is kind of the best thing ever.
Yeah, it's totally great.
And also WWE, I don't know if you watched the Cruiserweight Classic, but they did a really good job going into the Cruiserweight Classic of introducing each wrestler like before matches. They made awesome personality pieces on each of them that worked really well. So I would assume a similar thing will happen for the Mae Young Classic, and it's probably going to be really well done and well put together because these tournaments thus far from WWE have been nothing short of great.
Yeah, I'm very excited for it. I'm also very excited for GLOW.
Oh, GLOW is, by the time people are listening to this, I think Friday or Saturday or at some point, GLOW will be out. That's, I'm almost depressed that I'm going to spend my weekend camping in the woods and not marathoning and GLOW.
It's all day, yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be there when you get back, I guess.
I hope so. I hope nothing weird happens to Netflix while I'm gone.
Yeah.
So, yeah, finally, last question. This is something I asked Jake most weeks podcasting with him. What's making you happy in wrestling this week? It's a rough week. Yeah.
It's a rough week. I think getting to see Carmella kind of like take center stage is making me happy.
I was going to say Carmella's opening segment on SmackDown as mine. So, yeah, she... I performed at a level that I never thought she would be able to. And I don't mean that in a mean way. That was like next level, main event level stuff from her. And I didn't see that potential until she was there on Tuesday night doing it.
Yeah, that's what, even though I am not a fan of how Money in the Bank went, not a fan how they're handling it on SmackDown, it's making me, everything that's happening right now is just making me more and more excited to see what she's going to do.
Nice. Well, thank you for joining me this week. Hopefully we're able to get you on shows more around the .NET world and all of that. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.